The race to replace the late Senator Ted Kennedy now includes another official candidate, Democrat. Boston Celtics co-owner, venture capitalist Stephen Pagliuca announced his campaign yesterday. Stephen Pagliuca joins us now for a Morning Edition conversation. Thanks for speaking with us on this Friday.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. To start off, why don't you tell us why you want to run for U.S. Senate?
I want to run for U.S. Senate because we have the biggest economic crisis that we've had in the past 50 years, and I've spent 25 years really working in the economy, and I think I can bring new solutions to bring jobs back to Massachusetts and the United States.
Tell us what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is I think we've kind of lost our way. I think business, government, unions have to work together, and the common enemy is the global economy. We're being beaten by the global economy, and we've got to unite together to win.
You've been described as a surprise candidate, a businessman with no experience running for and serving in political office. Respond to those who might say, and you're probably going to hear, that you're not ready for the job.
Well, I've been working in the community for my entire life. I've worked with the MSPCC. I think that is public service. And, you know, part of America is we've always had people that can get things done. I don't know if it's a virtue to be... if you could only be in elected office if you've been in there for 20 years. So I think you need new ideas. I think you need to integrate the thinking about the economy and the business with the legislature. I'm well aware of everything that's going on because it impacts all of our daily lives. So we're in constant communication with people in Washington. We understand the regulations. We understand what has to need to get done to make the economy get growing again.
Well, you're coming in at an incredibly difficult time. You point out the economy is in a very shaky state. We need jobs here in Massachusetts. I imagine that every state across the union is arguing that point as well. National health care debate underway on Capitol Hill, ongoing as we speak. This morning, a national international issue in the news, President Obama scrapping Bush-era plans for missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. Some on Capitol Hill are saying they'll fight that move, arguing it endangers national security. Explain your view on that. Do you share that concern?
I do share that concern. I'm sure the president is making that move in the context of our international and global relationships. The concern that I share is if we put the missile systems up in Europe, we are going to incite, bad relations with the rest of the other countries. So I think that President Obama is doing the right thing, and I'd follow his lead there.
It's Senator John McCain who's most vocal in his criticism of the president's move, saying it calls into question the U.S. commitment to securing NATO allies and might undermine American leadership in Eastern Europe. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. I think we've always been a great NATO supporter. We have defended Europe in the past. My father fought in World War II. But I think the real issue here is that this election is about the economy. And I want to go back to that. We've really got to get jobs going in this country. And we've got to focus on getting out of these foreign conflicts.
You're running for the Senate seat as a Democrat, but you've supported Republicans in the past, former President George W. Bush, former Governor Mitt Romney in Romney's 94 campaign against Ted Kennedy. Are you a Democrat or a Republican in Democratic clothing?
I'm a Democrat, and I think people who meet me will realize that I'm a Democrat. I have progressive Democratic values. I was the grandson of an Italian shoemaker who came from Italy, and I understand the needs of working people. I worked with Ted Kennedy for health care, and when they get to meet me, they'll know that.
In the last hour of Morning Edition, one of your opponents, Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, who gets into the Senate race officially today, said he had his doubts that voters will elect a person who supported a guy who ran against Ted Kennedy. We're talking about Mitt Romney there. You're going to hear that again and again in this short campaign. Explain why you backed Mitt Romney back then against Ted Kennedy and respond to Congressman Capuano.
Mitt Romney was hired me and was a friend, and I gave Mitt Romney some donations for his campaign because he was a friend, and friendship came first. I've always been a Democrat. I've had different views than Mitt Romney. I'm not Mitt Romney, and I think people will realize that when they meet me out there.
Your personal fortune is estimated at more than $400 million, which means that if you wanted to, you could probably easily outspend your opponents in a very short Senate race. How big or unfair an advantage is that? And how do you overcome the perception that's already out there in these early moments of your campaign that you might try to buy the race?
Yeah, I agree with Capuano on this. You can't buy the race. The people of Massachusetts are very smart. So when they see my positions and see what I can do, I think they'll elect me. I don't think you can buy a race.
In a new poll by Suffolk University and Channel 7, more than 70% of those surveys didn't recognize your name. You're already out with an ad campaign. How are you going to overcome that?
Well, I think we have to just get out the state. I'm doing on a listening tour in the state. We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to get some ads out there to say what the issues are and say where I stand on them. I think the people of Massachusetts will welcome that, and I will gain ground.
What's the most important thing you want to accomplish first on Capitol Hill as Massachusetts' next U.S. Senator?
I think the number one priority is getting the health care legislation passed. There's 30 million people that don't have access to health care. That makes our system extremely high cost because they get treated in emergency rooms, and I think that's a huge priority. I think the second priority is stabilizing the financial system and getting legislation through so we will not have a macroeconomic collapse like we've had in the past years. And third, getting the economy back going again.
Stephen Pagliuca, thank you very much for speaking with Morning Edition, and we'll be hearing a lot more from you and hope to speak to you again in the coming weeks.
Great. I look forward to getting out there and talking to the voters.